Viagra, the drug used to treat erectile dysfunction, may have a second medical use. A new study shows it can alleviate the symptoms of pulmonary hypertension. The study was conducted at high altitude. 14 healthy male mountaineers were given Viagra at base camp on Mount Everest. Their blood pressure was reduced, and the transport of oxygen in their lungs increased. Dr. Friedrich Grimminger of the University of Gießen in Germany was in charge of the study. He explains that Viagra works in this new application because the molecules that cause erectile dysfunction and constriction of the lungs are one and the same.
The lung is producing this signal molecule 24 hours a day, whereas the penis is producing it only upon sexual stimulation.
Well, you took this theory, you sent mountain climbers up Mount Everest with a dose of Viagra or two. What did you find?
We wanted to expose our participants to the low oxygen content of the air, and the blood vessels within our lungs were narrowed and they were constricted, and we experienced the same symptoms like our patients in the hospital in the university, the pulmonary hypertension.
And what was the result when given Viagra? What did you find out?
Our hypothesis was that the Viagra substance would enlarge the blood vessels that are constricted in high altitude, and that enlargement of the blood vessels would increase the blood flow through the lungs, and that this increase in blood flow would augment the exercise tolerance.
And I guess it worked.
It worked.
You found out that Viagra could work in helping lung capacity at high altitudes. I guess the idea, though, would be you'd want to extend it not just to mountain climbers, but to patients who are suffering from pulmonary hypertension.
Yeah, the idea was to help these very severe ill patients that we have in our hospital, and we did not dare to test this medication in these terminal ill patients. So our idea was to have it done first in these healthy volunteers. And now we are practicing it in our daily routine. There are about 150 patients surviving only because of the use of the substance. It works quite well.
I guess if they happen to be suffering from erectile dysfunction, it could help them there too.
Yeah. I don't know how many of these patients are suffering in parallel from erectile dysfunction, but it could help as well, of course. But there are no undesired side effects such as undesired erections, as the signal molecule is only liberated upon sexual stimulation, and the intake of Viagra is not inducing a kind of sexual desire, as you may know.
Uh-huh. So that wasn't an issue for the mountain climbers either?
No, this is not an issue for patients, and it's not an issue for mountain climbers. Up at the Mount Everest base camp, the conditions are so bad, you don't think about having sex, I think.
Dr. Grimminger, I wonder if there's a downside. I mean, if you, say, had a race to run or wanted to do particularly well in some athletic event, would it make any sense to take a few Viagra and increase your lung capacity?
I would not recommend it for augmenting exercise tolerance in healthy subjects and athletes. I think it's a very dangerous thing because one of the side effects of Viagra may be headaches, and it can be mistaken by the headache that occurs under conditions of high altitude cerebral edema, and this is a very dangerous complication in high altitude mountaineering.
So nothing to mess around with, then?
No, this is definitely nothing to mess around with, no.
Well, Dr. Grimminger, thanks very much.
Okay.
Dr. Friedrich Grimminger is professor of medicine at the University of Gießen in Germany, talking about his study which found that Viagra improved the lung capacity of mountain climbers at high altitude.